from your sublime abode at the Potala. O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times. Tara, please come with your tenants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage Tara, swift heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the lotus, your rose turban lotus. Homage, his face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with bright rays resplendent as a 1,000-star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, water-born and hand-adorned it, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagata, section shrined without limit, relied on my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the all, Shaka Aniba Mamaru, and by the host of spirits, courses through Skandava's Yakshas. Homage with her tra and pay sounds, his joyful magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart of fingers, adorn her with regional mudra, light ray masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all his guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with their home sign, saving from their famous fortune. Homage, ground adorned with crescent, moon anonymous, moon shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out my sight eternal. Homage, she with three supplies, like beyond ending fire abiding, rush of flippant joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she who sealed his peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes whom in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to the received letter of the shape of syllable whom five of Samther shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hair my spoon of Vivalek form. I spoke on Tara and Pe, totally dispelling poison. Homage, you whom gods and their kings in the Kinaras do on, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispelled judgings and conflicts. Homage, you whose true eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutare, she dispelled severe contagion. Homage, full of liberating, barred by the set of three natures, to assist us the spirit yakshas, and raise scorpion soup noon today. These phrases with the root mantras and prostrations, thus are 21. Now for the prayer of the benefits, on page 190. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with his greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you'll get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. Thank you very much. So we'll be chanting the Seven Limb Prayer on page 27. That's the first one. Please turn to page 27 in the Gold Prayer Book. And let's chant the seven limb prayer at the top of page 27. Gosum gupe gone cha tse lo nye sham yi tu che ti ma lu bu to me ne sa di tun tan che sha ke pa ge wa nam la je yi rong kor wa ma tom pa du le ju ne dro la che ki ko lo kor wa rong da jen ge nam chang chu chen. Now turn to page 97 in the same book. 97. And at the bottom you see a short mandala offering, so let's chant that. Sa ji per ki shu shing me tog tam ri
mantra, maybe seven times together, okay? So this mantra is to remove obstacles, okay? Remove obstacles. Then if you have time, so then if you can recite Heart Sutra, that's very powerful sutra to remove obstacles.
It's on page 76 in the Gold Book, I think. So the mantra is on the bottom of page 79.
Teyata, right? Teyata, gate, gate, para gate, para sam gate, bodhi soha. Teyata gate gate para gate para sam gate bodhi soha. So meaning of the mantra is like go beyond. Or something like that, okay. But you know, like, it has also, you can explain that based on five set of path, you know, path of accumulation, path of preparation, path of seeing, path of meditative, path beyond learning. So that mantra also, short mantra, but you know, deep meaning. Usually, mantra, when we recite mantra, we recite like this, right? We pull the beat in towards you. So that means a lot of mantra is to draw blessings inward. So heart to the mantra, you push back, no? You push backward, no? So you push backward, like this, not inward, backward. Push back, you push the beat outside, not inside, to remove obstacles. So, So a long time ago, in the monastery, I'm not talking about in nowadays monastery, like when Shakyamuni Buddha was in India at that time, you know, there are a lot of monasteries. So then, you know, people having health problem, somebody, you know, like die from their family. So people go to monastery to make offerings and request them to say some prayers. So, and then, you know, all kinds of benefactors come there for all kinds of different reasons to requesting prayer or maybe removing obstacles towards, you know, like some businesses or whatever. So it's hard to see the intentions of the individual benefactors for their offerings. So therefore, so before the benefactors, you know, after the tea breaks, so now this tradition has been passed down many, many generations. So now after the tea breaks, before the benefactors come in to offering any kind of, making any kind of offerings, so the monastery recite Heart Sutra to remove if there's any ill intentions behind offerings, you know. So that's why similar here, like the removing obstacles. So if some people feel, oh, they're in my house, there's a lot of negative energy in my house, so then just recite Heart Sutra. Get together. Couple of friends get together, recite Heart Sutra, it will remove the obstacles. Also, they need to bring more positive energy, then get together, recite 21 places. So now, With effort, we can make progress. With effort, we can make progress, you know. Without effort, there will be no progress. With effort, you know, with self-discipline, sake of our own happiness, with self-discipline, So with effort, you know, we can make progress, and we can make progress. So anything that can be learned, anything that can be learned, okay. So now here we are in our Lamrim part of the Guru Puja. This is one of the important part of the Guru Yoga practice, Lama Chöpa Guru Puja practice. Okay, this is the important part of the Guru Puja practice.
We're on page 141 in the retreat book.
So it says here, like Lord Jongshing, that in the outline, that's composed by the same author, Lord Jongshing's Lord. Law is mind, okay, mind. Jong is train or tame. Untamed mind set brings more complications. Train mind bring more happiness. Therefore, training the mind is important. How you see things, how you understand, understanding of impermanent karma, all of that. You know, that's how you train. Train means through education, to educate our mind. Without mind training practice, without training our mind, our Dharma practice become like the painting of the light, painting of the candlelight. It looks like candle, but it doesn't have heat, it doesn't have illuminations. So that's what our Dharma practice is going to look like if our mind is not trained. If our mind is not trained, it's going to be look like something actually is not. So that's like the image of candlelight. You can say image of candlelight on the wall. It does look like candlelight. It looks like the candle that's been lit. Candle that's been lit, it looks like. But there's no heat, there's no illumination. So that's exactly our Dharma practice is going to be if we don't train our mind. So therefore, training the mind is very important. Okay, Lord Jongshing, Lord mind, Jong is train. Lord Jongshing, Chinlab Shiva means now like as a Chinlab blessing. Chinlab is blessing. Probably there's many different ways to present how the blessing's been given. You know, like touching hand, or maybe like kissing the ring finger, or like putting hand on someone's head, or maybe touching forehead to forehead. This is just like different way of presenting how the blessing been given. But the meaning of the blessing, that's very important to understand. Chinlab means, you know, transform, change or transform. That's why we bless room, we bless places, we bless food, we try to change from impure to pure, you know. Any defect that comes with the shape, color, smell, taste, we're trying to change that into something pure. As we say word, the meaning is to change. So now, can you hear? receiving blessing, if there's any transformation taking place in your mind stream, you are receiving blessing, no? But if there's no change in our mind, no matter how many times somebody put their hand on your head, somebody can put their hand on your head till your head gets flat. But there's no transformations, no? Only transformations head become flat. That's not good transformations. See, she loved, that's why you bless food, that's why you bless places, you know, that's why you bless mala, all of that, you know. What is important, any blessings, you know, what is important is to have some kind of knowledge about emptiness, you know. See. Why it's very important to have some kind of knowledge of emptiness? Because we are so much caught up with appearances, no? Ideas, and appearances, and everything's like, you know, something solid, absolute, inherent, unchanged. This is all mistake. So any blessing, the food, blessing that, the blessing mala. When you bless the mala, you visualize every bead. It's like, you know, first you visualize the bead, the rosary itself is empty of inherent existence. So then out of that, you know, deeper knowledge of emptiness, then from there, then you try to visualize every bead is like tara. You know, every bead is tara. You know, so then you recite tara mantra, that's how you bless the mala. Oh, that's how you bless everything, out of emptiness. So knowledge of emptiness is quite critical, particularly in this, you know, like Guru Yoga practice based on Vajrayana teachings. So knowledge of emptiness, you know. So it's good to read, okay, good to read, because you can read, you know, it's not like some part of Tibet the people cannot read. But it's not like that, you can read. That many are, you know. Okay, this is now the outline of, you know, the topic here, Lord Jongjing's. She loves Shiva, so train the mind, then receive the blessings, so receive the blessings, or request the blessings, so that, you know, that outline, that, you know, topic is going to explain in based on Lamje Tsawa, so now here, Lamje Tsawa, Lam, Tat, no Tat, Yama or Tat, Lam, path that leads to moksha, liberations, path that leads all the way to enlightenment, path, Lamjitsava. When you talk about path, there are like 15 set of path. 15 set of path, okay? Path and ground, when they say ground, there's like 10. Sometimes there's a bhumi, but there's 10 bhumis, 10 grounds, 10 bhumis. So this all is not something somewhere else are there. It all needs to be actualized here, you know. But the 15 sets, if once you learn the 5 sets, then it's all pretty much the same. You just change a little bit, you know. First one is a path of accumulations, then second one is path of preparations, path of seeing, path of meditative, path beyond learning. So then that's the five set of path. Then the 5 that belongs to the hearer, 5 that belongs to the self-realizer, 5 that belongs to the mind, the path. So that becomes 15. 5 times 3 is 15. So the ground, there's no ground in Hinayana path. The ground only begins in the mind, the path. From where? Within the mind, the path. First one is called path of accumulations. There's no ground. Path of preparation, there's no ground. Path of seeing, there's no. Then, path of meditative, path of seeing from there, so then the first boom, the 10 boomies start, you know. 10 boomies, that's the last stages of being sentient beings. The second moment will be enlightened. Second one will be enlightened. Oh, that's the last stage of, you know, of being ascending being. Then right after that moment, after that, then you will be, you know, enlightened. Okay. Lamsi Tawa. Lamsi Tawa. Root. Root. Branch, flower, leaves, fruit, everything, because it very much depend on the, it very much depend on the, seed or root. The root is, if root is rotten, nothing will grow. So here, Lamjitsawa, Shinitensus, here, you know, this is like Lama Tsong, Lama Chöpa, Guru Yoga practice. Guru refers to him or her whom you, you know, consider as a, your guru. And as I mentioned before, guru has qualifications. So how somebody become qualified to be guru? Chela, you know, the students or disciples, that's also qualifications. Also those qualifications needs to be learned, okay, learned. Or otherwise, it's going to be like blind leading blind, blind following blind. So, you know, then all kinds of problems occurs. Therefore, the qualification of the guru is already in the Lamrim teachings. So, that part is already covered. I already covered that. And then, qualification from disciple side also needs to be, you know, learned. Okay. So then, from having that knowledge, then more likely you will choose the person then who is, you know, capable to lead you out of samsara. Okay, oh, that's what it's about. Lamjitsawa. Shinitinsu. So as the spiritual, the relationship is totally based on spiritual practice. Okay, it's not based on wealth, it's not based on fame, it's totally based on spiritual practice. So therefore, relationship between students and guru is very, very critical. It's very critical. Therefore, it says in the Lamrim teachings, every single Lamrim teaching, in the very beginning of the Lamrim teaching, it says, root of the path. Root of the path. It's like root, or Lamjitsawa Shinitensu. Then the second one is then, after accepting someone, him or her, as your guru, then after that, how to practice, and how to practice. How to practice that. So, you know, guru devotion is no problem for you, for me, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy. Because, you know, it's not easy, you know. Guru devotion is, guru yoga practice is something that needs to be practiced, not just by students, also needs to practice by the guru too. It's not just, you know, a student needs to practice guru yoga practice, guru can do anything there, he or she want. That's not how it works. So, who said that? So, Rinpoche said very clearly, huh? So guru yoga practice. So therefore, in monastery, you know, like I heard sometime one of my friends, you know, now he's the abbot of the Kovan Monastery, you know, he's the current abbot of the Kovan Monastery. So he's been teaching in one of the FMT centers in Singapore. So centers, sometimes they invite, you know, different lamas. So in Tibetan tradition, we don't just go, if somebody comes there, we don't just go to their teachings, you know. That's very, very big deal, you know. We don't just go there, you know, we don't have that tradition in the West. Yeah, you can, you know, there's like bookstores, the people come, they give you lectures, you know. Nothing, there's nothing wrong. But Tibet, we don't have that tradition, so when you go there, consider that person as your teacher. So therefore, you know, sometimes then send us, oh, so and so, High Lama, be invited. Why our resident Gishi don't go to teaching? But you know, they don't understand. The guru devotion is the root of the path. It's not something that you can just, you know, go, in our tradition. So, In the West, he's already said very many times, you know, West, you have this tradition, you know, you just go there, listen, you know, how you say, check it out. So check it out. But check it out, our tradition doesn't exist. You know, you check it out before you go. That's why you learn Lamrim. So you heard about their persons. Once you go, there's nothing to check it out. It's already been checked. So, you know, sometimes, you know, that that's why they don't go. That's why he didn't probably went. You know, so then some of the people from Central didn't understand. No, you don't go because you don't go there because that person is high or famous. You don't go because of that. No, so why? Because the root is something to do with the root of the path. No, that's why. No, that's why. So. Lama Tsongkhapa has, you know, like 116 gurus, you know. If somebody can, you know, practice, you know, it's not that easy. So, you know, don't think it's easy, but, you know, it's like, you know, it's not easy. So anyway, so here in the beginning, Supreme Lord got guru devotion as the root of the path, no? When you look at the foundation of all the good quality, there are small texts, Lamrim texts, composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. When you look at the beginning of the text, the same, you know, same, there's many, many Lamrim, it says again and again, oh. Yeah, it's important, as I said, it's important to understand. This is not something very easy to practice. It is a challenge. It is a challenge, but it's going to be a challenge. Oh, unless we really train our mind, you know, really train our mind. Oh. So now we'll see what it says in the commentary, okay? Oh. Lamjit, the Tambo Lamjit of Washington, the Chinese Lama Sagumshin, the Nan, and disaster. So, as I said, this is Guru Yoga practice based on Vajrayana teachings. Therefore, here you visualize your Lama or Guru inseparable with the deities. You know, whatever deities that you practice. Deity yoga practice, or any deity yoga practice you practice after receiving initiations, any form of deity yoga practice, when you do, you are supposed to visualize your guru inseparable with, you know, the deities. Lama fa gumishin be ngana didasam des. That's how you should think. The commentary says, when you're visualizing Lama inseparable with the deities, and What you should think, then there's no the author like Yongzhi Shijian is explaining that. Lamma no atembe shini sushin to tembe sanji koma jizu tapa jiva tasa. Lamma no atembe shini. So, Guru who is showing you the right path, not like wrong path. If he's showing wrong path, it's not going to lead anywhere. No, it's the wrong path. See, like sacrificing animals is a way to lead you to liberations. That is the wrong path. Lam manova, lam path, manova, unmistaken path. The guru who is showing you unmistaken path. Lam manova, the shini sushin to tembe. If you practice your devotion to that person who is showing you unmistaken path, there is possibility you will get enlightened quicker than sooner than later. Okay? Then the Sanjay Kumar knew the top of Jua Sanjay. Never so yeah, near the Dunlas of the Minishi, never the Minishi, so never so yeah, near the Dunlas of Minishi. Kaza için de durması, gavye peyi için yusumba namdağacı. And there's a lot of benefit been said in sutra, in the many, many you know, texts, you know. And temporary benefit, you know, temporary benefit, negapsuya, neta, dela sobe, minerjit, having, you know, less physical problems, health problems, then it's like, when you think about dream, you know, the dream, the I mean, night divided into five or six, something like that. You know, some of the dreams is caused by tendency, you know, and some part of the dream, night divided into like, from like, for say, like, right now people don't go to bed, like quite early. People used to go to bed when it gets dark, there's nothing to do. Sometimes there's so much things to do. Our world is very much improved, but people are getting less sleep. So some part of the world is not improved, they get a lot of sleep, you know, so when they get dark, they don't need to go to bed, you know, so to save some money for kerosene or a candle, you just go to bed. So I remember my hometown. So when lights up, you get up, because you have cow to milk. Here we have no cow to milk. My job, when I was like my hometown, my job is to guard one of the calves, baby cow.
Baby cow.
Yeah. When the mother cow comes from the mountains or from the jungle, so my job is to guard the calves, or make sure the calf don't drink milk. If the calf drink milk, there will be no tea tomorrow morning, no yogurt. So a lot of times, you know, so the calf dragged me with the rope. I just scream like loud as I can. Whole neighbor comes, helps me, you know, that's the only method. Physically, there's no strength. So anyway, there is like, you know, obstacles, okay? There is the obstacles. Some of the dream, you know, it's like nightmare. You know, some of the nightmare is causing by spirit. Oh, see. Not every single dream, so some of them like tendency, some of that, you know, mean maybe something, early morning part of the dream probably means something. If you dream that again, probably means something, you know. Could be some kind of prophecy. But then, you know, then like around midnight, probably 1 o'clock, so then, you know, some of the dream is caused by spirit. So I'm not sure how many American people believe in spirit, I'm not sure. But there is the name, there's many, many different names, there, Jumbo, Tisa, Smell Eater, there's also and so forth, there's many, many, you know, like, unfortunate beings, not able to take rebirth, they're just stuck there, you know, so, and a lot of suffering, so, so the miniature, so, then you are not going to be harmed by those, you know, invisible beings, some issues to do for so, then all the wish is going to be fulfilled. So Jave Namtas, all the benefit that's been taught, said by, you know, enlightened beings, for here refers to the Shakyamuni Buddha, then Lama Tsongkhapa so forth. Things to Lord, the Lama La Nyime So Chenani, Samele the Nami Chava Sumbe, Nyero Mishiva Cham Gyoba Tangche. So therefore, you know, based on those, you know, advantage and disadvantage, therefore, even though it takes 12 years you to choose someone as your teacher, that's very fine. No, take your time, there's nothing wrong, nothing, no need to rush. No, if you throw a piece of meat in front of the dog, without thinking, the dog is just, the guru devotion should not be like that, no, that's a mistake. If it takes 12 years, that's very okay to take time, so, because it's very, very, you know, it's the, talking about root of the path. If the Lord, you said, I'm not going to explain all of that, you know, so benefit, like disadvantage, advantage, you know, you can read, so. If the Lord, Lama La Nyeme So Chenani, Hamele De Nami Chewa Sunbe, Ngendo Mishiva, Cham Gyoba Tangza. So then, after accepting someone, him or her, as your root guru, as your guru, so then, having any, like, ill will towards that person is very, very dangerous. Right now you have choice, and better to choose someone who really qualify. And even like, you know, it takes 12 years, you know, it's worth to take the time. Okay. This is the devotion. So probably that's all I'm going to say about the guru devotion. So, Shinye Tsushino Tenpa La Lo Soste Chikriji Dumbaches Tene Tenpa Tsushino. Okay, this is quite important here. Shinye Tsushino Tenpa La Lo Soste Chikriji Dumbaches. After you accept somebody as your teacher, so then after that, with, how you say, wholeheartedly, deep down from your heart. Dumba, like, you know, like, willing to practice devotions. So then after that, you know, faith. So most of you know, in Buddhism, there's three different types of faith. It's not just blind faith, three different types. Then ethic, morality, then concentration, when you see those three qualities that you know that your guru possess, and just knowing that those qualities possessed by your guru should help you to generate faith, or deeper your faith, okay, to know the thing. This is something you can see, it's not like something you cannot see. That's how you improve your devotions, guru devotions, or seeing those qualities that you learn reading Lamrim, or reading different books about ethics, about concentrations, about wisdoms, and you know, seeing that you know, your teacher, you know, your guru is possessing all these qualities, you know, so then needs to help you to improve your devotions, okay? Need to think again and again, So that's how you need to choose Jin Chidur Chas, and trying to see Marpa, when he went to India to see, you know, his guru, you know, I think it's like Naropa. First time when he saw Naropa sitting in front of the lake, small lake. That's the first time he saw Naropa there, and catching a fish, and just eating there, right there. You know, catching fish, and eating right there. That's how Marpa saw Naropa. Marpa has no idea that person is Naropa. So Marpa said, oh, that's kind of like, you know, like gross. Not just gross, very gross, you know. Then I think, Naropa didn't pay attention, just catching again fish and eating there. Then Marpa said something, probably that's not good, you know, to kill fish, you know. Something, probably he said something like that. And Naropa told Marpa, no need to worry, no need to. He put all the bones together, say something, all these bones jumps back to the water, you know, like fish, you know. So, anyway, so it's like, you know, so that clearly indicates that judging somebody for their actions, you know, probably, you know, so then, it's, how you say, the tiger stripe, stripe is outside, you can see very visible. Human stripe is hidden, you can see. Therefore, you should not judge, you know. So maybe that person is enlightened. Maybe that person is manifested of Tara, so you have no idea, then not judge. No, need him or not. So therefore, you know, human stripe is very much hidden. Also, therefore, you can judge, you know, based on appearances. So. Oh, yeah, that was, So the point here now is very hard, not easy. I'm saying you, telling you based on experiences, telling you that, you know, not easy. But you can't give up, you know. Why? Because that's the root of the path. So man is filled. The main things within the marriage field is one's guru. Trying to see everything, trying to see, you know, something positive is not easy, because, you know, if we can do that, who get benefit? You get benefit. No, you get benefit. But the person is qualified, okay? The person is qualified. Has the qualification. I'm not saying anybody, you know, persons qualify having those, possessing those qualifications, or that kind of person, you know. Say, like, Gishilangitaba, who wrote 8 verses, mind 20 texts. Gishilangitaba, heart is mind. You know, he has like very grumpy.
Grumpy?
Yeah, he has very grumpy face like me. So he just like the hard smile, you know. It's not easy, you know, like, you know, isn't it like, some teachers, you know, they never praise you at all, you know, so no matter how well you do practice or memorizing text, they never praise, you know. But deep down, there's no hatred, there's no ill will, there's like compassion. Deep down, there's compassion towards you, but it doesn't manifest in face, you know. See, when you debate in the monastery, your face has to be like Rocky Mountain, you know, uneven, you know, kind of like mean looking. But your heart, mind has to be Snow Mountain, like Snow Mountain, so. But heart and appearance doesn't match. It's totally different, you know. So anyway, you read the biography of Milarepa, you know, his devotion towards Lama Marva is unthinkable. Therefore, Milarepa managed to enlighten in Venice life, mainly his devotions towards, you know, Lama Marva. Didn't treat him very well. But deep down, Lama Marva has compassion. Lama Marva does care about Milarepa, not just care, deeply care, you know, deeply worried, deeply care. It has compassion, but doesn't manifest in his actions. So people see he's been very mean to Milarepa, but that's not what he's trying to do. He's trying to, you know, push him to reach enlightenment in this lifetime. So that's what Milarepa did. But his devotions towards Lama Marva is like, you know, unthinkable. No? So, okay, so now we'll better read some, so otherwise we'll stuck here all night on the roof of the fan. Because training the mind in common path of the practitioners of lower capabilities. So there's like
page 144.
That's the right after the Guru devotion, I think. So see, lower capabilities, you know, so they're like three scopes, small scope, middle scope, great scope. Great scope refers to Mayana, you know, Mayana path. Then the self-realizer, you know, header, there's the three scope. So lower capability, same, you know, came, okay? Realizing how this body of liberty and endowment, okay? Realizing how this body of the liberty and endowment is found but once. No? It's difficult to obtain and it is quickly lost. I seek your blessing to make it worthwhile and take its essence without being distracted by meaningless fear of this life. Even just, you know, repeating, even just saying the word and thinking the meaning, even just saying the word, you know, even just saying every, you know, once in a while, even just saying that this is very, very important, you know, precious human life, you know, it's not like, oh, this has no meaning, you know, this is not worth anything, has no meaning, you know, like, it's like, you know, no, that's wrong thinking. This is precious, this is meaningful, this is very precious, so difficult to find, so meaningful. That's what it is. It's not just, oh, it's nothing, you know, it's like with all kinds of problems, I don't like myself, I hate myself, you know, like all of that. This is all wrong thinking. You know? As a Buddhist, every morning, that's what you're supposed to think, precious human life. You know? This is very good, this is very important, you know. It's very important, no? Very difficult to find. Why? What is the cause of this precious human life? What is the main cause? Ethic. Is this something easy to practice? Ethic? Probably not. And not just main cause. And there's no, like, so many prayer has been invested into that cause. That's how this, you know, we become human, no? So, it's nothing to do with the look, it's nothing to do with your hair or your cloth or your look. It's just precious. It's precious. It's called precious human life. Lenji samshi nyebe panjodi, lenji samshi nyebe panjodi. Lenji samshi nyebe panjodi, lenji samshi nyebe panjodi. If you find a piece of gold into garbage can, that's rare chance, you know. Don't just throw it out and think, oh, I'm going to find another one tomorrow. You may never find again a piece of gold, you know. So you better use that gold, you know. But, you must get the best out of the piece of gold, you know, not just, you know. Another example that says, you know, like sitting on the box filled with the gold, but begging. Not knowing in the box, no. Underneath the box, they're filled with gold, don't need to beg. Because underneath the box that you're sitting is filled with gold, you know, but not knowing it. This is very important. Okay, as a Buddhist, you know, the first day, the minute you wake up, you're trying to think about precious human life. There's a thousand different ways to die. There's a thousand different ways. You can't just say, I'm healthy, you know. Yeah. Healthy people die way, way before than somebody, you know, unhealthy, you know. So, you can't just say, you know, as I'm young, I'm not going to die, no. It's not based on age or health, general. So meaningful, so difficult to find, so precious, but, you know, it's like easy to lose. The meaningless fear of this life, doesn't mean, oh, they are not, it's not saying that, oh, you shouldn't cook. No, it's a waste of time. Or you shouldn't eat, you know, just drink water all day long. It's not saying that, no, no. Or don't clean your room. No, it's not like that. Meaningless. I think the meaningless affair mainly refers to the mindset. Mindset. Okay, mindset, no? Whether something becomes meaningful or not meaningful is very much different your mindset, your thinking. Even just cleaning, you know, can you imagine somebody get enlightened just sweeping the monastery courtyard? Can you imagine that? It doesn't look like meditation, it's just sweeping. So see, mindset, that's like meaningless affair of this life is like mindset behind activities, no? Mindset behind it, no? Mindset. So therefore I've been saying this, you know, now many, many years, every Sunday morning, think something positive, no? Think something good, something positive, no? Think something positive. It has become hard to rely on prayer, no? That's why we say prayer, we memorize, no? That's why we memorize and we review, and while you're reviewing that, no, everything's a positive message. That's how you get benefit. Okay. If you're thinking something positive here, if you're thinking positive, you know, so then you are getting out of this, you are getting the best out of this in the precious human life. This is precious human life according to Guide to Buddhist the way of life. This is like boat. It's fully capable to cross the ocean of samsara. So better to cross now rather than thinking, oh, maybe I will find another boat. No? Another boat may never show up. This is like boat, okay, this is a boat. Then if this is capable to cross, can you imagine, if this life is capable to cross the ocean of samsara, our day-to-day life, we all have some issues, problems. Compared to samsara, these are nothing, no? Compared to samsara, these are nothing. Because this is fully capable, fully equipped to cross the ocean of samsara. And of course, you know, some problem here, there, you know, This life is fully capable to overcome. Okay. Oh yeah. So now, difficult often is quickly lost. That part is teaching on impermanent. No. Nothing will last forever. Everything changes. No? Even this precious human life will end. Whenever there's a beginning, there's end. No? Whenever there's a beginning, there's end. There's a nature. Oh? When there's a beginning, there's end. Oh? So that's like meditation on impermanent. Loving part, that's meditation impermanent. Oh? Just no short word, but underneath there are, you know, 9 steps of meditation of death, something like that. Oh? It's a loving you can read. Right now it's just icon. You can open that. If there's something, then you can see. If there's nothing, that means you have to read. You should read to fill that fire. So then now the second part, you know, generating interest in the happiness of future life. See, very, very good, you know. We have idea. Oh, happiness of future life is like, oh, if I do this, if I do that, if I do this, that, then no, there will be happiness in the future. But here, same word, but here saying something different. Generating interest in the happiness of future life. In the So, don't need to think about hell realm, don't need to think about hell realm, because there's plenty of a problem here. Don't need to think about that, no, there's plenty of problem here. So when you think about now, think about the world, you know, as a whole. There's war going on, there's all kinds of things going on, there's, you know, famine, there's like disease, you know, there's like all kind of, you know, like, in our human world. There's, you know, many, many things going on. Just think about the problem that we face as a human in our world. Just reflect on that, no? No need to go too far. Just read on that. So I check like heartfelt refuge in three precious gems, no? See, we do say refuge Buddhist in a prayer. Do we feel anything? Do we feel anything? We say refuge in Buddhist prayer, no? If you are doing one to practice, primary practice, how many times you say? You say 100,000 times. Yeah, you do say 100,000 times. Another question is, do you feel anything? When you say refuge Buddhist prayer, is it liberating? Or is it just chores? No chores? No, it's just, you know, that's what I do, you know, every day. If you don't feel anything, there's something is missing. I take heartfelt refuge. Yeah, we take refuge from mouth. Heartfelt refuge. You know, something to think about, okay? I take heartfelt refuge in three precious gems and seek blessings that I may eagerly strive to abandon all negativity and accomplish accumulation of every virtue. So this is very important here. Rather than thinking about hell realm, hungry ghost realm, all of that. Last part. To abandon all the negativity and accomplish accumulation of every virtues. Every day is very important. What I can do, rather than thinking what I cannot do. Yeah, there are so many things I cannot do. I really wish I speak English like you. No, there's something I cannot do. That's the reality. At the same time, there's something that, you know, what I can do. If I think about that direction, it's kind of like, you know, makes me happy. Oh, there's something I can do. Oh, I can say something. I can read something. You know, I can learn. You know, I can learn how to pronounce some word. I can learn. But, you know, like that. Oh, abandon all the negativity, so, and accomplish the accumulation of every virtues. So now see. Accumulating merit. No, just remembering Buddha Vajrasattva's name, just remembering Buddha Vajrasattva's names purifies each and every negative karma. Just going around the stupa one time, how much karma they purify, how hard it is to go around the stupa. It's right there, you know. When you're coming in, how hard is going around one round, and when you go out, how hard is going around one round. It's not that hard. So much, you know, saying like 35 Buddha compassion practice here, you know, Thangas here. Saying the first Buddha's name purifies 10,000 eons of negative karma. Can you believe that? Saying the name. You worry about now this life? Or in my case, maybe like 40 years past, whatever that, compared to eon is nothing. Can just, you are the one who's saying the name, just saying the first name, first Buddha's name, purifies 10,000 eons of negative karma. Something to feel good about, you know? Well, if I'm not able to say all 35 of them, I'm going to just say one. Just say one. It purifies 10,000 eons of negative karma. Who said that? Shakyamuni Buddha said, Lama Tsongkhapa said, do they lie? I don't think so. There's no reason why they lie. There's no reason. Oh. See? And just remembering Buddha was just the name, just remembering seeing, looking at the photos, pictures, no? Seeing. And money matter or money payment, so easy to say. What could go wrong? There's nothing could go wrong. That's how you say, oh money payment who? If you say, oh mommy take me home, that's no, not the right one. Oh mommy take me home, oh money payment who? And you say, no. There's so many ways to create so much merit. Doing one prostrations. Every atom that you cover in your body becomes the cause for precious human life. There's so many different ways to create merit. It's not like, no, it's not that difficult. No? It's almost impossible not to have time to say one Buddha's name. That's almost impossible. No? Oh, it's impossible. And that's how, you know, every day, every day, no little bit, every day, no little bit. So then every day there's something to feel good about, something to feel good about. Oh, I feel wonderful, you know. I did this, I did that, you know. There's something to feel wonderful, you know. Or I did think about emptiness. It purifies so much negative karma, even just thinking about, reading about emptiness. Just thinking about emptiness purifies so much negative karma. Why? Because when you read about emptiness, you are reading about how to challenge the root of the samsara. That's what this emptiness is about, you know, the root of the samsara. That's why there's so much merit. So, you know, you can just, you know, make one cup of tea. If you are backyard, you know, sit in the chair, put a cup of tea or coffee, and do a little bit read of emptiness, you know, read a little bit of language, read of precious human life, and just think, that's good meditation, you know, wonderful meditation. You know? So, more positive thought, we are going to be better off. More negative thought, no, our life is going to be much more complicated. It's already complicated being part of samsara, but if you, on top of that, if you think something negative, your life is going to be more difficult. You know? Therefore, we should not think something negative. You know, easy to say, but somebody has to say, but in this case, I'm the one who's saying it. Oh, somebody has to say, oh, but you know, what we you know what we can do, we must try, okay. But all the negatives and accomplish the accumulation of every virtue. If you are saying this word, right after that, if you give some food in your backyard, put some food to the birds, you know, to the squirrels, or cleaning their, what you call, bird bath. Oh, giving them like the clean water, this all counts, you know. Every positive action does matter. Oh. Yeah, so now the second one. Each sense, you know, we can talk days and days, you know, but you know, we have to move. So now that page number 145, training the mind in the common path of practitioner of the middle capabilities, that means same middle scope. Developing the wish for liberation. So, leda nimo balo tato tu dunga suji sisi mungbuche. So, leda nimo actions. The mindset behind the actions. No negative mindset has a disturbing mindset behind actions. That's called delusion. So. Afflicted mind, leda nimo balo tado tu. It's like wild wave of the ocean. So, leda nimo balo tado tu. leda nimo balo chadu chus, leda nimo balo chadu chus. The nimo here, what you call, violently throws amidst a wave of karma and mental afflictions. Mental affliction is not outside, it's here, not there. It's outside, it's not here, it's inside. Huh? Let the nimo balo chadu chus, let the nimo balo chadu chus. So getting rid of affliction is a mental affliction. Getting rid of mental afflictions is not just simple prayers, no? It requires thinking, deep thinking. Not just one day, you know, every day, deep thinking, it requires thinking, deep thinking. No? That's how, through thinking, that's how one can get rid of mental afflictions. Other than that, no, it's difficult. It's difficult. Okay. Let the nimo balo chadu. Dunga sum chizhe mabuji. Dunga sum. Three types of suffering. And I've been saying this. Not because I'm afraid to use the word suffering. I think it's not carrying the meaning. It's not carrying the whole meaning. That's why I'm saying complications. It's not carrying the whole meaning. Suffering, see, like in Buddhism, when you say suffering, it has different meaning than suffering that you use the word in the West. It has different meaning. So more I think about that, it's more it's like complication. Plagued by the many sea monsters of the three kinds of suffering. Suffering with change, suffering of, last part of suffering is very, very difficult to understand. So I've been saying in the Sunday class, if you don't have head, you will never get headache. Why we get headache? Because we have head. If you don't have head, you have no worries about hair or bald. So because of certain things, that's the last part of stuff. Okay, don't ask me too much. Tamil jiru, sizo chibole. Padre shura chawa shiru. Tamil jiru, sizo chibole. If we right now, this is the precious human life. If we don't try to think something positive. Think something positive, trying to think. If you are not trying to think something positive, this ocean is not easy to cross. So you will not cross this ocean by thinking something negative. You only cross this ocean by thinking something positive. That's how you cross the ocean of samsara, by thinking something positive. From this infinite and frightening great ocean of existence, I see your blessing develop intense longing. Not that, not like the intense, Pardon, shukta, intense longing. This is a good translation. Intense longing to be liberated. Intense longing to be liberated, Not just, day and night. Not just once a while, day and night. Only thing that you want is freedom from samsara. That's all you want, Only thing you are thinking about is freedom from samsara. Not just when weather's like cloudy, it's like kind of wet, it's kind of nasty, thinking about liberations. When weather's very sunny, nice, completely forgotten our liberation. Not like that, no. Intense longing. Third, shukta. Shukta, let's go, shukta. But as I said last Wednesday class, everything, our goal, my goal, your goal, our goal is liberation. Our goal is enlightenment. Right now, it seems like impossible, but that's my goal. Whatever I do, you know, like feeding a small bird here, killing the bird bed, this is all for my liberation, my enlightenment. Oh, so that's, you know, how you plan, okay? This is important word to remember, intense longing to be liberated. Padde shuddha javachinja losa, no? What it means? It means day and night. It means day and night. You know, you have the strong mind. You get there, but you know, slowly, not right away. Don't think, okay, I don't have that. Maybe I want that kind of intense longing. Maybe next 2-3 days. Then you are called 3-day Buddhas. You become Buddha in 3 days. Then after that, nothing happens. You know, you wake up early morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, do all kinds of things. You know. 2-3 days, it only lasts a couple of days, then after that, nothing happens. That's called, the nickname in the monastery, they call 3-day Buddha. Mm-hmm. So it needs to, you know, like, you know, something. So, it's a pound, you know, it's pound. If there's something is going there, if some little water is going there, more likely that pond is not going to dry, right? Mm-hmm. Something all of a sudden comes up, something very big comes, you know, then stop. Yeah, there's risk that pond is going to fall dry. But something little every day coming down, that pond is not going to dry, you know. Every day, a little bit, okay. So now the training to obtain liberation. Having abandoned the mind that viewed this unbearable prison, refers to samsara. Unbearable prison, of cycle existence, that's called, that's the translation of korva. Korva, that's the word korva. That's the word, the same samsara, that's the same word. Cycle existence, cycle, there's no, refers to this twirling this around. Having abandoned the mind that viewed the unbearable prison of cycle existence as a pleasure growth, I seek your blessings. To hold the three training as the treasure of the superior wealth. Three trainings refers to training of morality, training of concentration, training of wisdom. So three training or three practice. Okay, Lavasam. Pavya, these are the wealth of superior, refers to Arya being same. Arya being means being they see emptiness directly. That has to be monk or nun, can be anything, Arya being. These are the wealth of Arya being. And thereby the uphold liberation banners, Pavya is the Chinjan laws. That's how you get to liberation, practicing the wealth of, you know, supreme wealth of, you know, three trains, okay? So now one more stanza, then I'll stop. How we are doing? Huh? It's too much? Yeah? This part is very good. This part is very important. You know, if you think a little bit, it will definitely help. You know? So now the training of the mind is a common path of practitioner of the highest capability, that's the Mayana path, okay? Developing bodhicitta. Generating compassion, the foundation of Mayana path. Compassion, that's a great compassion, no? No, compassion can be protecting, or can be, you know, there's two types of compassion. One is like protecting, one is like liberating. liberating, that is compassion. Anyway, compassion is the root cause of bodhicitta. Okay? Compassion is the root cause of bodhicitta. Having considered all how all these miserable beings have been my mother, what do you think about this word? Is it better to say the pitiful being or miserable being? Which one is better? Pitiful being or miserable being?
Miserable.
Huh? Miserable? Oh. Miserable. It's better to say miserable?
Yeah.
Oh. Why is better? Miserable, that means like?
More suffering. In our, in common language.
Are you miserable?
No.
Yes. But okay, thank you. In English, Geshe-la,
pitiful means
pitiful is
has negative connotations
in the sense of deserving pity. You know, if someone is pitiful,
negative
and it doesn't necessarily mean
negative connotations.
It has negative connotations
miserable
about how
being?
We see them.
Miserable being.
Yes, so a miserable being is someone you see as suffering, where someone is pitiful, maybe someone you kind of look down on.
Oh, yeah, that's totally different.
It's not always that, but it can carry that.
Totally different in Tibetan word, nyamda.
That,
so,
yeah.
Okay, I like probably pitiful, but probably that's not probably, nyamda.
And pity is to feel sorry for, to commiserate with. I mean, that's if to pity someone is to feel sorry for them.
Mm-hmm.
So pitiful is someone worthy of feeling sorry
anyway,
for.
So, nyamta. Nyamta.
Pitiful is ego.
Ego.
Pitiful, kind of looking down on something.
Okay. Okay. So then probably better stick with the miserable. Better stick with the miserable.
Yeah. You want to help them more if they're miserable.
Right. Okay. Yeah, better stick miserable. Yeah.
No, but that's our colloquial view. That's our kind of slang view.
So the bottom line here, all the being in samsara, all the being in samsara called nyantak. Whether you call miserable being, so when I translate miserable being back to Tibetan, it doesn't sound very good. But anyway, so if that's the one you choose to use, but then that's okay, you know. Nyantak means, you know, having all kind of problems, all kind of complications, all kind of problems in the samsara, you know, all kind of problems, you know, no need to explain. You have experienced, I experienced, everybody has experienced, you know, all kind of complications, all kind of problems, you know. Why? Wherever you go, there you are. That's why, you know. Wherever you go, there you are. That's why, you know? Because of the mind, you know. So nyamdha dhuva dhikusa. So, how to open your heart. You have to have reason to open your heart towards all living beings. You have to have profound reason. Otherwise, why you do? All mother sentient beings. That's the word, all mother sentient beings. When you look at the four immutable prayers, all mother sentient beings. So that requires, you know, if you think, okay, oh, this life is just, I'm not sure, maybe like, if you don't understand life, if you don't understand the continuation of consciousness, you know, then it's hard to having considered how all these miserable beings have been my mother. You don't think about physical body, you think about consciousness. That's how the consciousness, there's no beginning. No, but no, it continues, there's no beginning. So that, you know, requires some kind of understanding of, you know, life before this and life after that. Because and what I'm saying is this teaching is very much based on past life, future life. If any other way that helps you to, the bottom line is to open your heart towards all living beings. All living beings, you know. Any ways you can do that, that's very good. Then you don't have to, you know, just think like that. No, the whole point is to open your heart towards all living beings. So long, long time ago, we have no idea. We have no idea, you know, how everything is interconnected. So now, because of modern, because of science, you know, because there's all kind of like scientific research is going on every part of the world, based on like, you know, plant, food, human, like animals. So now slowly everybody has, you know, everybody's like their eyes opening, slowly opening up, you know, every living being on this planet is playing very important roles to preserve environment, you know. So bees, you know, bees, they are doing their part. Because of the squirrel, that's how the tree's been, you know, transported. Before we had no idea, you know. So now they show us, you know. Because you know, the squirrel doesn't probably have intention to, oh, I'm going to plant this tree here. So they just want to store their nuts. So they forgot to take it out, you know. So then like, then bees, you know, I watch, you know, National Geographic, you know, sometimes they show, you know, all this kind of question. They're all doing something to contribute. And the one that, you know, like, kind of heartbreaking, that what do you call the fish? They're born in the creek, the stream, and they go all the way to oceans.
Salmon?
Yeah. Unbelievable, you know, like, they go all the way up there, you know, like, some of them know how to go back, all the way go back there, you know, only reason to just produce baby, then they die. And along the road, you know, like there's so many beings benefited, and after they when they died, you know, then they fertilize the trees, that's how the tree grows, then the tree, you know, that's how the creek has been cleaned, all of that, you know. So like that, you know, clothes, food, everything that you decide, you know, it's even this body. Parents, even his body, you know, they now call that, and now you call Gishikele. You know, so this body is part of your mother and father, you know, it's not yours, it's part of their, you know, bodies, you know. Everything, you know, like garbage collectors, everything, you know, the people who build the road, park, everything, you know, without sentient being there, there's nothing to enjoy. Everybody's contributed, you know. All the fruit in the supermarket, someone's growing there, you know, it's not easy, you know, how they grow, and then they're transferred here, and you know, all of that. Of course, it's a result of your positive karma, but still, you know, without, like, somebody's paying their life for our survival. Somebody's paying, you know, it's causing somebody's life. Whether it's a bug, insect, people, you know, somebody's, you know, paying up, you know, So maybe through that way, rather than thinking, oh, consciousness is no beginning or no end, maybe through that way you can open your heart, you know, towards all living beings, okay? The point is to open your heart towards all living beings. So then from there, then you can develop bodhicitta, you know? First, you need compassion, you know? Compassion towards loved ones, then slowly to the strangers, then slowly to the person you don't like, enemy. That's how it becomes universal. It doesn't become universal right from the beginning. First, close one. We had many discussions about self-compassion, right? Last. More I think, I don't think there's a difference between compassion and self-compassion. It's same. It's same, there's no difference. Huh? Compassion is self-compassion, you know, whether they call it or not. Because who is generating compassion? You are the one who's generating compassion. When you generate compassion, you get immense benefit. You know, benefit. No, there's no difference. Only word, there's no difference. No. So it starts that all compassion is all about other beings. That's not true. That's not true. Oh. Once you generate compassion, you are the first person who's going to get benefit. Oh. So I don't, you know, so we did have discussions, self-compassion. So more I think about this, so now I come with the, come to the conclusions. From my point of view, there's no difference between self-compassion and compassion. Compassion is self-compassion. Oh. If you generate, then you will know. Okay? I mean, when you meditate on compassion, then you will know. I'm not saying generate, but when you meditate on compassion, you will know. Oh, there's no difference between compassion and self-compassion. Oh. Compassion is self-compassion. Oh. Okay, now time is over, so... So training the mind, you know, verbally, that one Kadama Master says, you know, that means just, you know, saying the word, just saying the word, you know, just saying the word, you know, just repeating the word of a precious human life, you know, every day, you know, will help, okay? Yeah, thank you very much.
Turn to page 235 in the Goals Prayer Book. 235.
So then after the Lamrim, then we'll continue with talk. Group Puja talk, then finish, you know, Group Puja finish. At least for a couple of years.
Gewadi do das la. I'll turn to page 244 and 245 in the same book. Kandira we korwe shin kamdi tendan dewa malu shun wene chenre zing von ten zing yatsoi shape si te bar tu ten ju shi shonu iye nala wang sho tu awatare sembara sopa Losa gewe te ton lek pel chok chasu kengyu lama so wa de tu tsu chan jin jang gen gewe ten zin kyong pe we kun zu do po se chok sun kul we le mun tu du Padok so duje dun du jap ten sho. Om tare tu tare tu re so. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Yeah, thank you very much. So every day, maybe a little bit, I'm not saying not huge, but every day a little bit, the wealth is not going to dry. No, it's going to be there, you know, forever. You know. Every day a little bit. Make sure that every day two drops goes in the well. Make sure the well does not get dry, you know. Every day a little bit, okay?